And yet he organized supply lines. He organized the provision of materiel and of food to his troops over an enormous network. Where did he learn all of that? Hard to say. It's long been thought that Alexander was a very cosmopolitan figure, that he fostered a kind of a multicultural world. Well, we're going to talk about the world Alexander made in our next lecture. For now, we can say, well, he incorporated foreigners into his command structure. That's true. That may indicate a certain lack of prejudice or a certain willingness to incorporate. He married an Asian princess. That's true. That may indicate a certain sensitivity to local cultures, a certain willingness to accept them. He promoted the study of the regions that he conquered. He brought all kinds of scientists and naturalists along with him who collected all sorts of information about all these remarkable places that he went and visited. Well, maybe this is the influence of his tutor, Aristotle. Aristotle may have taught him this curiosity for the world, probably didn't teach him his ambition, his dreams, his hopes. What might they have been? We'll never know. He died shortly before his 33rd birthday, died probably of malaria, which just goes to prove that mortality afflicts us all, as Gilgamesh and Enkidu learned, much to their great displeasure. He left behind no institutions. He left behind no plans. We have no idea, for example, what he might have done had he lived to be 40, 50. How would he have organized this world? What would he have done with it? Would he have gone back to the Greek world? We just don't know. What Alexander leaves us with, crucially, in the Western tradition, is a period and a set of problems that we call Hellenistic. We'll turn to those in more detail in our next lecture. Suffice it to say, this is a world where Greek values, Greek ideas, Greek culture came to dominate the Mediterranean basin. Because of the Hellenistic world, because of the sheer scale of Alexander's empire building, we have a Hellenistic civilization, a civilization based on Greek roots, which informs, which infuses Western civilization as a whole, and not merely a Greek civilization, which, having had its period of brilliance, died and passed away. But how to turn so much of that Mediterranean world even more Greek than it already was is what we try to explain in our lecture on the Hellenistic world next time.